Let's turn to, please, turn to Daniel chapter 6. Daniel chapter 6. Before we read, I want to start with a word of prayer, if when you find your place. Daniel chapter 6, before we start, let's have a word of prayer. Dear and Father, Lord, as we come before you today, Father, standing behind a pulpit, Lord, it's an honor, Lord. Father, I ask you that you fill me with your Spirit. Give me the words to say, Lord. Don't allow me to say anything more or less than what you've given me. Father, I'm thankful for these verses, Lord, and how you've spoken to me. Father, I pray, Lord, that you just work on the hearts of the people here, Lord, upon our brothers and sisters, Lord. And even if there's someone here not saved, Lord, not received Christ as their Savior, Lord, that still take something from this, Lord. Father, I praise you for who you are. Please bless this evening as we look into your word, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. If you want a theme of tonight, it's Dare to be a Daniel. I've been studying through Daniel, and if you have not studied through Daniel, I would encourage you to actually go into the Lord's Word and study in Daniel. There's so much there written. There's a difference between studying and reading. Studying is an in-depth. And here, chapter 6, we know of this chapter of Daniel in the lion's den, what the Lord did in the lion's den. Here, studying, I saw four different things, examples of Daniel, of what he went through. And as I looked through this, I looked on my life. Here, let's read in chapter 6, verse 1, starting verse 1. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes, because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. When the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom, but they could not find none occasion nor fault, for as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, We shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. We read here this chapter. This is the first I saw here, the testimony of Daniel. The testimony of Daniel. This is chapter 6. You read from chapter 1, you already see his testimony in the first chapter. How he, the king, Nebuchadnezzar, chose certain young men. They had to have qualities. They had to have a certain specification for themselves. And Daniel and his brethren in the Lord were chosen. Why were they chosen? Because they were men of God. They were young men. Hear the testimony of Daniel. You read of the testimony of Daniel, the testimony of his friends, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That's what the names were given to them later on. But here we see the testimony of Daniel. Let's read again for verse 1. It pleased Darius to set over the kingdom 120 princes, which should be over the whole kingdom. And over these three presidents, of whom Daniel was first, that the princes might give accounts unto them, and the king should have no damage. Darius chose to, let's take 120 princes and put them over the whole kingdom. Let's take three presidents and put them over the whole kingdom. And Daniel, it says here, Daniel, of whom Daniel was first. If that doesn't show already the testimony of a man of God, he was not in his own country. He was in a strange country. He had lived there for many years. And we already see through his life what the Lord did through him. But in a strange country, it says here, he was first. Out of 122 people who ruled this kingdom, he was first. The man of God was first. Then we read farther, verse 3, then this Daniel was preferred above the presidents and princes because an excellent spirit was in him, and the king thought to set him over the whole realm. Here we see that not only was he the first above all these, but he was preferred. Means he was liked better, valued more highly than all these other men. Darius, this king, valued him more than 122 other people, rulers. The man of God. Hear the testimony of Daniel. We can take this to ourselves. The testimony. What testimony should we have in this world? We live in a world of sin. We live where there's wickedness everywhere. We have lost some dear brethren lately. We can look at their lives and we can see a testimony they were. They were a testimony of Christ as a Christian should be. And that memory of that man, of those men, should not be just thrown away. As Daniel, we see here how he was faithful. We have it written here. These men that have passed away and they have good testimonies, we can take that to heart. Here, let's read farther. See, as a man of God, the devil tries doing everything he can to put his children, the men of God or the people of God down. And here we see the testimony of Daniel. He was preferred above others. Yet, we see in verse 4, then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. But they could not find... Stop right there. They were trying to find something against him. Why? Jealousy, maybe? That he was above everybody? Not even a countryman was above everybody? We don't know. But it says here, then the presidents and princes sought to find occasion against Daniel concerning the kingdom. I've underlined these next couple sentences. But they could find none occasion nor fault. For as much as he was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. If that isn't a testimony example of a Christian, of a follower of the Lord, of a servant of God, that no fault was found in him. They searched. Yeah. This is not just a 1 minute thing looking through. We have electronics. You search one thing on Google and it comes up. Yeah. They didn't have that. They spent hours, days trying to find something against him. They couldn't find anything. As it says here, but they could find none occasion nor fault. For as much as he was faithful. What amazing testimony of a Christian, of not just a Christian, but a follower of God, a servant of God here. He was faithful, neither was there any error or fault found in him. Then said these men, verse 5, we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except to find against him concerning the law of God. They took that to say, we cannot find anything. We won't find anything. Unless we find it something, what did he say? Except to find it against him concerning the law of his God. We read farther that they couldn't find anything against him, but they put something in the law that would condemn him. They wanted to get rid of him. We, as Christians, we should be a testimony of Christ in this world. Our testimony might bring others to Christ. Our testimony affects. If we act like ungodly people out in the world, it puts a name on our church. It puts a name on our God. If as myself, if I go out and start listening to whatever, pop music, rock music, all this type of stuff that the world listens to, What that puts a name on my God? They're like, oh, of course he's a Christian. Or if we start doing something worldly, like sinning against the Lord, what does that put on a name on our God? A testimony. Let's turn quickly to 1 Timothy chapter 4. Just very quick, 1 Timothy chapter 4. Verse 12, 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12. Because our testimony that we have in this world, the example that we show in this world can be affected. We can ruin that. We can ruin it. We can destroy that, what the friends we have decide to have, how we carry ourselves in the world, what words we speak. Because it starts from the heart. And if we're thinking it and we have it in our heart, it will come out. How much do we love? Because if someone comes up to you and the Lord sends you someone that to love and to take care of, and yet we sit doing nothing, or we just shoo them away, that ruins our testimony, our example that we can have in someone's life. Here we read in 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 12, Paul is speaking to Timothy. Timothy was a young man that was serving the Lord, following and serving with Paul. And Paul is talking to him and says, verse 12, let no man despise thy youth because he was young. Because when he would go to churches, when he would go to people, there would be some people as young, they wouldn't respect you as much. But he's saying here, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers, in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. He said, let no man despise thy youth, but be thou an example of the believers. As even though he said this to a young man, it applies to each one of us. To be an example of the believers in word, in conversation, in charity, in spirit, in faith, in purity. And we know the verse, evil communications corrupt good manners. We know that we have to be careful about how we carry ourselves, the testimony, the example that we have in this world. Turn back to Daniel chapter 6. First thing we saw here is the testimony of Daniel. What amazing testimony, example he was of his God. He served the Lord no matter what, and the Lord brought him to a position of power in that kingdom. It was a huge kingdom. We first read the testimony of Daniel. Let's read farther, verse 6. Then these presidents and princes assembled together to the king and said thus unto him, King Darius, live forever. All the presidents of the kingdom and governors and the princes and the counselors, the captains, have consulted together to establish a royal statute and to make a firm decree that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the decree and sign the writing, that it be not changed according to the law of the Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Wherefore, King Darius signed the writing and the decree. And we see here, they found a way. As they saw here, verse 5, when we shall not find any occasion against this Daniel, except we find it against him concerning the law of his God. They decided, let's have the king sign, put a signet on a decree saying that nobody to pray, ask a petition of God or man for 30 days, save of thee, O king, he shall be cast in the den of dying. You notice it says 30 days? It wasn't a permanent thing. It was just enough, because they knew, as we're going to read farther, they knew he prayed every day. As we're going to read farther, they knew that he prayed three times a day. They said here, 30 days save thee, O king, he shall be cast in the den of lions. Verse 10. Now when Darius knew that the writing was signed, Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled down upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. Here from verse 10 through verse 13, I saw the faithfulness of David. Not of Daniel, sorry. The faithfulness of Daniel. Why? The first verse, chapter verse 10. Now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he knew it was signed. He heard about it. He was the highest in the kingdom almost, except the king. He knew it was signed. See, here we see, now when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, and his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem, he kneeled down upon his knees three times a day and prayed and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime. How would we react? If America or any country put, wherever we're at, put a decree down saying, no, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this, you can't meet here, you can't pray, would we continue doing those? I hope so too. Because sorry to say, there might be Christians that would either run, hide. We don't see here Daniel packing up his bags and running. We don't see him hiding in his closet, the attic closet. But we see him doing exactly what the decree was told not to. Why? Because of service to the Lord. He wanted to talk with his Savior, with his Lord. Here we read the faithfulness of Daniel. Verse 11, then these men assembled and found Daniel praying and making supplication before his God. Then they came near and spake before the king concerning the king's decree. Hast thou not signed a decree that every man that shall ask a petition of any god or man within 30 days, save of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of Medes and Persians, which altereth not. Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel, which is the children of the captivity of Judah, regarded not thee, O king, nor did the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition three times a day. Here we see that Daniel did not just run. He continued on. We can... A sad example of the opposite is in 1 Kings chapter 19 of Elijah, when Jezebel said, if I find you, I'm going to kill you. Elijah acted in the flesh. He ran. He was scared. And he came unto the mountain, and the Lord wasn't, as you can read, he wasn't in the wind, he wasn't in the earthquake, he wasn't in all these mighty things, yet he was in this small, still small voice. The faithfulness of Daniel. In times of troubles, in times of persecution, in times when he could be thrown into a den of lions, that wasn't just a small thing, you would be eaten alive. He continued on. He was faithful. He didn't stop serving the Lord. Verse 13, then answered they and said before the king that Daniel, which is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regarded not thee, O king, nor did the decree that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition three times a day. From verse 14 through 18, I saw the persecution of Daniel. We see what happened. By the decree, you can see the consequences of what he did. But it was persecution, because he was doing something to serve the Lord, yet Let's read. Verse 14. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased with him, with himself, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to deliver him. Then these men assembled unto the king and said unto the king, Know, O king, that the law of the Medes and the Persians is that no decree nor statute with the king, with which the king established may be changed. You notice that's mentioned a couple times. The king, when they told him, they said, okay, when they came unto the king and said, did you remember this decree you made? And he said, yes, it can't be altered by this. He was sort of displeased trying to find a way to free him. And they came just to remind him, this can't be altered. Then verse 16, then the king commanded and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spake and said unto Daniel, Thy God, whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. Amen. The king, the king of a worldly king knew the God of Daniel. Here he said, they cast him in the den and the king spake. And verse 17, and a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den. And the king sealed it with his own signet and with the signet of his lords, that the purpose might not be changed concerning Daniel. They signed it. They made it so that that cannot be opened. It can never be opened until it's finished. Verse 18, then this shows the heart of the king. He loved Daniel. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were instruments and music brought before him. His sleep went from him. When Daniel went to there, he knew it was not going to be easy serving the Lord in a strange country. We know being Christians in this world that we are in right now is not going to be easy. Christ said that. It's not going to be easy. Someone came unto him and said, I want to follow you. I want to follow thee. And what did he say? Foxes have holes, birds have nests. He didn't even have a place to sleep. He had disciples following him. They didn't have even places to sleep. The Lord doesn't promise us an easy way. He doesn't promise us an easy life. But he does promise us blessings if we serve him. He does promise us rewards up in heaven if we stay faithful. Here we see the persecution of Daniel. Verse 19, then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste unto the den of lions. He was in a hurry. He was ready to see. He was hoping the Lord had saved Daniel, that Daniel's God had saved him. We see here, he went in haste, he ran. And when he came to the den, he cried with a lamentable voice unto Daniel. He cried with sadness. He said, almost like, O Daniel, servant of the Lord, living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? He mentioned twice, service continually. That's a testimony of Daniel. He served the Lord continually, without stop. And the chapter doesn't just end there. I see from verse 20 to 24, Daniel's deliverance. The deliverance of Daniel, how the Lord delivered Daniel. When Darius cried out, saying, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God, whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Then said Daniel unto the king, O king, live forever. The relief Darius must have felt. How? We see verse 22, My God, Daniel speaking, My God has sent his angel and has shut the lion's mouth, that they have not hurt me, for as much as being him before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt. Then was the king exceeding glad for him, and commanded that they should take Daniel up out of the den. So Daniel was taken up out of the den, and no manner of hurt was found upon him, because he believed in his God. Amen. What amazing God we have. Amen. Here we see something that's never happened before. As Daniel, tell you the truth, I would be scared going into a den of lions. But I know I have a God. Amen. He knew he had the Lord. He knew that either way, he dies or not, it's the Lord's will. But the Lord decided to show his mighty hand. Here, verse 24. So they brought out Daniel. And the king commanded, and they brought those men which had accursed Daniel, and they cast him into the den of lions. Them, their children, and their wives, and the lions had the mastery of them, and break all their bones in pieces over every or ever they came at the bottom of the den. They had to pay for their actions. We see here, we're going to finish reading, but we see here four things we've read. The testimony of Daniel, the faithfulness of Daniel, the persecution of Daniel, and Daniel's deliverance. We have in each person has someone in their life that is a testimony that we can look upon and see. Verse 25, then King Darius wrote unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in all the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. I make a decree that in every dominion of my kingdom, men tremble and fear before the God of Daniel. For he is the living God and steadfast forever. And his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed, and his dominion shall be even unto the end. He delivereth and rescueth, and he worketh signs and wonders in heaven and in earth, who hath delivered Daniel from the power of the lions. So as Daniel prospered in the reign of Darius and the reign of Cyrus the Persian. We can take from this. First of all, what testimony do we have? Second of all, are we faithful in what we're doing? Are we faithful in our service to the Lord? The Lord didn't promise easy. He didn't promise an easy life. There's troubles. How do we react to those troubles? Because we read in verse 14 through 18, we don't see Daniel crying out for mercy on his knees. No. He knew his Lord. We saw Daniel's deliverance. If there's anybody in this room who has not received Christ as their Savior, there is deliverance for all the sin. There's deliverance for what's... God has given us hope through Jesus Christ our Lord. And as we saw God's power, how he showed his power in Daniel's life, he can show power in your life. Everything you've done wrong, He'll wipe away. Brothers and sisters, what testimony do we have in this world? Do we have the testimony of Daniel, where they could not find any fault? We should strive to be like our Lord, and we can take examples from other men that we see in the Word of God, that we see around us that have been faithful. Let us pray.